Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
You're about to listen to a podcast full of wonder, excitement, and discovery. It's time for an adventure through Odyssey. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Adventures Through Odyssey podcast, Odyssey Revisited. I'm Will here with John, and we need to start with an announcement. Because it's the trend, we're leaving.
Stop.
I can't do this anymore. I need to learn to love my son.
I don't know if Will first doesn't have a son. Two, I don't even know if our audience gets you're referring to just people deciding to retire from, even though we're not really on YouTube.
Yeah, but don't worry, we're leaving you in the competent hands of Gabe, our old co-host,
like
who hasn't been on since the reboot, so this makes zero sense.
I feel like people would, I don't know, some people might prefer that.
Okay. All right, well, we are not leaving, and I know some people are probably either disappointed or elated right now. Who knows?
On to the episode.
Yes, on to the episode. Okay, so an episode that, based on John's one-sentence review to me, might be controversial. Right notes, wrong key. An invitation to see a live band turns to an unexpected opportunity when young musicians ask Jules to fill in on stage.
Okay, give me your opinion first.
So I enjoyed this episode. I think part of it is, you know, obviously there's stuff coming. I thought it was a good showcase for Jules. It made me like two characters named Gunnar and Raz, which is always kind of a win. But
look, I liked Gunnar and Raz, but I'm told I'm not supposed to like them, even though I am confident one of them might become a Christian at some point in the coming episodes.
Well, here's the thing, though. Kathy Buchanan was on the Odyssey podcast, and they were interviewing her about episode she wrote, and she said, there's an episode coming up where Jules joins a band, and you're going to love the band members. So
okay,
they
wow.
want you to like the band members.
Okay, I guess that's good.
Yeah. So, but yes, I kind of agree. I was like, am I supposed to not like these people? Because the only thing they do that might be morally questionable is they do agree to lie to Connie at the end.
Yeah. Well, I what's weird is they're not lying. Like, they're literally like, yeah, we'll go to church.
Right. They might not even know the full context. So
that's what's funny. They're like, if you agree to go to church, and it's like, well, we'll do anything. So it's kind of deception, but it is funny. They're not like, just lie and say you're going to church. They're like, yeah, we'll actually go to church, which makes me pretty confident. They're going to start becoming more religious. The plot is one of them's going to start becoming more religious, and Jules isn't going to like that be like, oh, why? And it's like, well, what's so bad? Like, okay. Here's my thing. There's two halves. It's an interesting enough way, I guess, to take Jules without Buck storyline, except they're clearly setting it up that the one guy likes Jules.
I didn't even pick up on that, but you might be right.
At the end, he's like, I would do anything for you, Jules.
Well, that could just be because Jules is such a good singer.
Okay, no. I feel like, sure, it could be, But I feel like it's definitely like setting it up. You know, they had Buck in there and it's like, well, are these guys like a good influence?
Yeah. It's a good point.
Maybe they won't become Christians. That's very plausible. But it, just the fact that they actually said, yeah, we'll go to church. They're going to be exposed to it.
Absolutely.
It seems like set up. What?
I don't disagree.
What? Okay. So I think that's fine enough. I don't know if I need like a rival for Buck.
Especially because he's in another city.
Yeah. I feel like, and I could be wrong, maybe not. Here's what I got frustrated about. It's such a contrived way to make Jules and Bridget, right?
Yeah, Jules and Bridget.
Like mad and like conniving with each other.
I do agree, especially because, so let's be fair, Bridget is always mean to Wyatt, but that's a brother-sister dynamic. Bridget is also kind of mean to people at the restaurant she works for. We can kind of roll with that. It does kind of feel now like Bridget's mean to everybody, so you kind of understand why there were a couple episodes last year about her being nervous that people didn't like her.
Yeah, and like, here's my thing. If it had been, I think it would have just been better had like the band not like been feeling it. And they're like, okay, we're going to take a break. And one of the band members had just said, like, she's like, I don't know why they're not getting into it. And she was kind of talking privately. And then she's like, well, you were pitchy.
Yeah.
But instead, she says in front of everyone, like, you guys all don't know good talent. You're eating your, like, fat, like, you fat people eating your ribs. Like, that's really, really mean. Like, just to, like, the audience in general. Well, and then let me also say, the fact that it started with Bridget being like, well, let's check out this cool band. And then, like, oh, I'm not going to tell her. It's my band.
It is a little weird.
Like, it's such a way. So then Jules gets in this, like, weird incident. And I hate to say it. It sets up this weird place, right, where those two probably aren't going to ask her to come back because that is like kind of a bad thing to do. I think, I don't know, like it's such a weird like system of events where they're like putting it, and here's what's weird. They don't ever really seem to like throw it at Bridget a little bit, like in the wrap up and stuff. It's like, like, Jules is being a bad friend. And it's like, Bridget's also being a bad person.
Yes.
Like, creating, right. Like, and like creating the rival band, and then they're like, oh, Jules got them disqualified because they didn't follow the rules. And it's like, well, okay, yeah, if they didn't follow the rules, I hate to say it, that might have come out.
I was about to say, like, and I understand we're supposed to think Jules went underhanded, which she did. It's the right thing for the wrong reason. But you have to imagine if that had been revealed like an hour before go time, the people on the committee might have been in massive trouble.
Yeah. Like, oh, this kid goes, like, it's weird. First, I actually wondered for a second if that was a real homeschool. I looked it up. I don't think it, not where it is, but I was yeah. curious because it sounded very similar. I was like, are they like pushing something? It's just weird, right? Because they start this whole thing, and I get, it's like, Jules shouldn't have probably stayed with the band. I mean, there's the reason, one, that, you know, they're not Christians, and, like, their songs have, like, I mean, Odyssey bad lyrics, right?
Well, that's the problem. The lyrics aren't even that bad. I didn't pick
up one. Well, okay, yeah, but it's because this is a kid's show.
I know, but, like, at least in the episode where Rodney becomes a band leader, the songs were like, I wish you would hurry up and die, and who needs parents? Phrases that even a little kid would get, these are bad.
Who needs parents is very funny.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's an interesting choice. I mean, here's the thing, right? I like the band aspect, but it's just, they put Bridget in such an extreme situation, and Bridget never confronts that. Like, it's also mean of Bridget to then like create like a rival band with like other people,
right?
But and taking the song. and like taking the song, and it's like, I don't know. It just felt like a little bit like the stuff with Bridget was very contrived. I think the band stuff's okay. I think, you know, we got another classic Connie can't cook to save her life scene, right.
But at least this one didn't have a stupid joke about her, like, mixing up the salsa and the ketchup or something.
I'll say this. At least it had plot relevance where Connie was just like, go out and get your food on your own.
Yeah, exactly. Which,
so there was at least some reason for it.
Yes. But I do kind of agree. Maybe we should, like, have an episode where Wooten teaches Connie to cook or something.
Yeah, that would be a funny, well-set-up episode.
Well, actually, now that I think about it, a writer on the podcast did mention, you know, Backshelf Bake Off is a show that exists in the universe. All she said was, there might be an episode where Trey and Connie are competing on it.
I mean, but here's the problem. It's just going to be Connie's bad at it. I don't think that's going to be Connie actually learns how to bake.
I know, but they're definitely bringing it back is all I'm saying. But
yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Well, especially because I just want to point this out. So the initial description was hurting a friend and lying to Connie were the things Jules was going to do in this episode. So Jules does not lie to Connie to go to the band because Connie says, please just go eat something, go eat somewhere. And like, I don't want to be that guy. Technically, she did go to a restaurant. She didn't lie to Connie. I know what they're saying, though.
Yeah, I get it, too. But right. It's a weird little situation there.
So the lie to Connie does not happen until like the last minute of the episode.
Yeah, and it's a weird, like, right, I'm curious where they're, like, are they gonna have an episode where they're at like a youth group, like those two, Like, I could see pretty easily Raz becoming a Christian pretty quick for some reason. I think the other guy, it's like, right, it's going to be more complicated with Buck and stuff. You got to keep that, like, ambiguous, but...
Yeah, well, okay, so I will just be honest to everyone. We are recording this after Honest Buck Part 1 has aired, and I have a theory about what they might do. I'm not going to talk about it until we get to that episode, though.
Okay, I haven't listened to that episode yet, so... I'll see.
There's nothing
if I
in that episode that implies what I'm thinking. I'm just thinking, like, in terms of how do we get Buck back to Odyssey at some point?
Gotcha. I mean, here's the thing. In retrospect, the episode sets up some interesting stuff. I just think, like, the main thrust of the episode is, oh, she's being a bad friend. And, like, but it's also, like, Bridget's also... to some extent being a bad friend, not as much as Jules is being a bad friend, but Bridget's also kind of being a bad person.
Yeah, okay, so this,
like,
is the
they set
problem.
It up like that happened. I was like, whoa, that's really bad. And so she just tries to help out these people, and it's taken as like, oh, like that was bad of her to try to help out, I guess. That's, but then it's like, oh, she didn't like leave the band,
right? So this is actually a good point. So the episode sets it up like we are supposed to feel like Jules is doing something wrong by being part of the band. Like, they have her keep saying, well, they fired her anyway. It doesn't matter. Do-do-do-do. And it's like, okay, yeah, they did fire her. They basically said they don't want her back in the band. Maybe they would have brought her back in if they hadn't met Jules that night, but they seemed pretty set in Bridget's no longer in this band.
It's a weird thing, right? Like... And I get it. I think if you really want your friendship to in real life, if you really wanted your friendship with Bridget to continue, whether it's rational or not, like, it would be upsetting. But it's also like hard, right? If they had simply done the fact that they said you're pitchy and she left because they said that to her, then you set up a really good like thing where it's like, well, she's hanging out with people that were mean to her unprompted and almost like kicked her or bullied her out.
Yes.
But instead what we have is Bridget causing like a huge scene, embarrassing them all and like insulting all the patrons at that restaurant. And then he says something that was snide and bad, but it's also like this Bridget causes very embarrassing, upsetting thing to happen. So like you're kind of at like neither of them are in the right situation.
Yeah,
where so it's like, it's a weird situation where it's like, I don't really feel bad for Bridget.
Right. So I genuinely think what probably happened was, so spoiler alert, if you haven't heard this episode yet, it ends on this kind of, not a cliffhanger, but a we are coming back to this kind of ending.
Yeah, it's like a new arc of some sort.
Right, which we'll come back to. I want to come back to what the fallout from this might be in a second. I kind of wonder if in the writer's room the thing was, we can't end the episode with Jules still in the band if Bridget did nothing wrong. Like, what is...
Yeah,
in the sense that it's a Christian radio show, and it might be like, what does this say to the kids listening? So that might be why Bridget's turned up to 11 in the first part of this episode.
Like, I feel like, and maybe I'm missing the Chris stuff wrong, but I feel like what happens is I listen to these episodes and I'm like, okay, and then Chris comes on and Chris is just like, oh, like, Jules was being a real bad friend. I'm like, yeah, so Bridget was also not being great either. And so sometimes I just like the episode ends and I'm like, what was the, like, it's like as the story itself. It's like not bad, right? Because it's a little more complex of a situation that we'll get back to down the road. But then you have like it, like trying to simplify. We're being like, well, isn't it this person's fault?
Exactly. Now, I would also like to point out this Jules Bridget thing has really been set up in the club episodes. Now that we're paying it off in normal episodes, interesting. So, yeah. In that they've become friends, which not the most important thing. Just something I noted. Right, and maybe this is something we're also coming back to where no one's really ever called Bridget out on her behavior.
I don't think Bridget's, like, an awful character. Like, I feel like this is, like, the most, like... Like, just insulting a whole restaurant full of people because they aren't, like, right. into the music.
Right. This is, like, the first time it's not played as part of a punchline to a joke. Like, that episode where she's being mean to everyone in Burger Barn or whatever it's called. They're like, oh, who's that really mean waitress? And, you know, why is it, oh, that's my sister. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, or, like, yeah, it's so, like, different. Like, I find Bridget's character at least, like, you know, quote-unquote edgy for Odyssey, like having a little bit of meanness, but that was like something where it's like, that's like really bad.
Oh, I totally agree.
Like, it's the type of thing where it's like, you don't see people doing like you don't even like, if that happened, that would be all over like social media and she would get like flamed for it.
Yeah, no, she definitely, I'm surprised they didn't do like a thing about her going viral,
right? Like, yeah. It's just an interesting choice. The episode's fine. I think I do like the band members. I do think the band angle is interesting. I think even like the potential of them going to church, you could actually set up some kind of like intriguing episodes.
I do very much agree. The one that, yeah, so actually this is a good time to bring up a few other, not notes, but like, this is, I think, the first time Jules being a pop star has ever come up since that episode.
Well, yeah, which is so weird, right?
Well, like, it makes sense. If she was a one-hit wonder, people had to have known.
Yeah.
So, you know, they should have asked, are you still with that Buck character?
But she mentions, I think at one point, she has a boyfriend.
You're right, she does. So I like that they brought that in. Now, this does run completely against Bridget saying, Jules, you just can't resist the spotlight. Well, she was able to resist the spotlight enough to leave Hollywood.
It's true.
I don't mean that in a bad way, but, and I get, maybe we're going to get back to like Bridget is saying the wrong thing or something. I don't know. I found that interesting, but I want to talk about the possible implications of the ending of the episode.
Okay. We already talked a little, but sure.
You know, it ends on a, we're coming back to this. I kind of feel like the fallout from this will be big.
I kind of think so, too. Like, I think they're setting up something. You think Raz is from Novacom?
No, maybe not that. That would be funny, though. Maybe the band has to play for Novacom. Who knows? But I do think this Jules arc is very similar to the Aubrey arc. They're just letting it breathe a little better.
Yeah, like, I agree. I think there's gonna, I mean, I don't know if I needed Buck fallout.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
There's definitely gonna be Connie fallout, and hopefully it's, like, some Connie development.
Yeah, I very much, yeah, because really all of the things she says against the band are, well, I talked over with Whit, I don't really like the music. If at any point they had brought up any issues with the band members, I probably would have rolled with this better. Because, like, Jules says to Buck on the phone, just because they're fun, Connie doesn't like them.
Yeah, the whole thing with Connie. Yeah. And, like, anything with, because it's, like, even, like, in the original Odyssey, like, Connie had non-Christian, I guess it's because she became a Christian, but she was still, like, a young Christian, and she had non-Christian friends. It's, like, a weird, like, balance, and now, like, I wonder maybe if there's gonna be an episode, right? It would be interesting if this episode with fallout, and, like, Wit's, like, Connie, like, you were like this, too, at times.
Yeah, exactly. That would actually be a good place to take it, because I'm sure at some point Connie's gonna find out Jules lied, get mad, and either, like, send Jules back to California, or something happens where, like, Jules has to move in with Wit or something. I don't know. Figure out a way to get Andre Stoica and Shona to do more episodes together.
Yeah.
So, or this, because I think what's, honestly, and we'll go into this more next week, I think what's going to happen in this arc eventually is Buck becomes a Christian first, and then Jules has to face the decision about what to do.
I think that's definitely where it's going. It'd be crazy if Buck becomes a Christian and Buck's like, I can't date you anymore, Jules.
See, that's what I wonder, though. Like, I think there's one of two roads they can go. They can either, because look, I guess we can talk about this theory now. It doesn't have any bearing on what actually happens in the next episode. I don't think I can write Buck out of the show completely without doing that. I can't imagine a scenario where they completely write him off. And it's like, I'm breaking up with Jules, never hear from him again until some special episode. I kind of think what might happen is, you know, they're both confirmed to have been 16 at some point in the last few years. We could fudge that and say, okay, now they're 17. So at some point in the next year or two, we have an episode where they both turn 18, become Christians, get married, and Buck moves back to Odyssey.
Buck starts working a Wit's End.
I mean, look, all I'm saying is I kind of feel like we're at this point where we either need to, and I don't want to, we either need to write Buck off the show or figure out some way to get him back, because I don't want to say the show can lose Katrina, but the show can probably lose Katrina.
Yeah, Katrina's, I mean, I like Katrina as a character, but even since the reboot, her relevance has been, like, very on and off. It's only Buck-related stuff that it feels like Katrina becomes relevant.
Yeah, so that's why I'm just wondering if they're going to figure out some way in the next five-ish years to get Buck back to Odyssey. I think the other thing will be how many episodes per album are going to be devoted to Buck in Maryland. But that's not, we'll get back to that. So,
yeah.
I thought this was a good episode. I'm assuming, again, we're going to have a lot more episodes where we get to hear Shona actually sing.
Yeah. I mean, so, I thought it was fine. I guess talking about it, I like it more because I think it sets up interesting stuff. That just, it bothered me a little bit, but it's not bad.
Yeah. No, Yeah. I mean, it's a very standard episode, but I think there's interesting ideas. And because it's not a part one, which I sort of appreciate, I'll be curious to see where this comes into later.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But because we don't really have any information on the next episode. So that wraps it up. Join us next time for Making an Honest Buck. We'll probably do both parts, honestly, since John hasn't listened to part one yet. And I kind of thought part one was a bit of a nothing, and it needs part two because it even ends on a questionable cliffhanger.
Yeah.
So, but we do meet a fun new character, but you'll see. Anyway, I'm Will.
I'm John.
We'll see you next time.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.